Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. If you happen to be a psychopathic Russian drug lord with a yen for killing, the takeaway from the new film Nobody might be to think twice before you antagonize a mild-mannered American suburbanite who's rediscovered his inner John Wick. That's the matchup in this bloody mashup of ultra-violent tropes. The film stars Bob Odenkirk. Of all the unlikely casting choices for action hero, he's pretty darn good. And the director was Ilya Naishuller, the filmmaker who did Hardcore Henry, working from a script by Derek Kolstad. He happens to have created the John Wick franchise and written three installments so far, all of them chock full of elegantly stylized violence. No one can accuse nobody of elegance. This is punishment as entertainment, a short and sour saga of a pacifist turned vengeful brute in order to win back his self-respect. The film is playing in physical theaters. The good news is Odenkirk's performance. The body and soul of Better Call Saul was already famously versatile. Still, who could have imagined him playing Hutch Mansell, a killing and maiming machine with a Dirty Harry scowl and growl, in a movie where almost everyone spits out teeth, if they're still able to spit? Hutch's escapades don't begin right away. He may be a nobody in the grand scheme of things, but he's a quietly charming family man with a lovely wife, Becca. That's Connie Nielsen, absurdly wasted on an off-the-shelf housewife role, and a couple of likable kids. His first personality shift comes after a home invasion that recalls Straw Dogs, except that Hutch, unlike Dustin Hoffman's David, does not manage to cover himself in gory glory. Yet his failure of courage, at least that's what those around him think it is, energizes him to go forth and inflict vigilante justice on bad guys in order to feel good about himself. You needn't know much more than that to decide whether to spend 92 minutes of your time on Earth watching the film, and you shouldn't know much more if you're going to open yourself to its grindhouse charms. Suffice it to say that mayhem begets mayhem. Hutch unwittingly incurs the wrath of Yulian, a Russian drug lord played with popping Klaus Kinski eyes by Alexei Serebryakov, and another cycle of violence begins. Hutch and John Wick might both be hitmen, but Wick's on-screen slaughters have always been in the service of good, while Hutch's appetite for inflicting and sustaining punishment is insatiable. As Nobody ground on, I thought not only of Wick and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but one of my favorite movies, Brad Bird's The Incredibles. Hutch could be the dark side of Bob Parr, restless and robbed of purpose until he regains the superpower of rage and makes the world uglier. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.